Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. Time now to hit the skins. We do it every morning at 7 o'clock. That's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. Remember, don't sleep. Makes you great.
All right, guys. Big day. Big night for your boys. Wonder when people are going to start tailgating at home, Cakes. When are they going to start pouring their first drinks?
I think tailgating for a Monday night or like pre-gaming for a Monday night football game.
4 or 5 p.m.? Even at home?
4 or 4:30.
Guys going to be out on their backyard, like grill.
Sure,
why not? Get their TVs, roll them out to
the
deck.
Sounds like a great plan.
Start cooking some chickens,
yep.
Steak.
Mm-hmm. Burgers.
8:15, ESPN. Yep. Bengals are favored by, I believe, 7.5 on FanDuel.
Yep.
46.5 is your total.
46.5 is the total. Against the spread, the Commanders are 1-1. The Bengals are 1-1. Of course, the Bengals are 0-2, off to an unfortunate start. The first one's the weird one. That's the one with they lost to the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had that, it was like a shootout with the Chiefs, right?
Yep.
Like, I mean, that
26-25, I think was the final.
Could have gone either way. So
yeah.
They looked a lot better in week
two.
Well,
remember in that game, the Chiefs had 4th and 16, and Mahomes bounced out of the pocket, threw it down the field, and there was a pass interference call. So it set up the game-winning field goal.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a pass interference.
I mean,
if I remember it correctly.
He hit him a little early. Yeah.
So you got to call it.
I agree.
When you kind of look at where and it's only 2 weeks, so you don't make too much of it. but just looking at the rankings, the Commanders overall, their offense, the somewhat criticized Cliff Kingsbury offense, 10th overall. I guess in terms of yardage, rushing their 6th, passing 19th. There's an interesting stat that I saw that 37.9% of Washington's wide receiver targets have come from behind the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
Do you know what the league average
passing.
Is?
I think it's like 10%.
Yeah, it's 11%. Like
11%.
Yeah.
11%. So I think a big part of that is they're just trying to slowly acclimate Jaden. I don't think this is a staple of Kingsbury's offense per se, but we need to see Jaden start to look downfield a little bit more, and Kingsbury needs to open it up a little bit more. Hopefully
you started to
he
see
will.
That in the second half of the last game.
I agree.
You know, he had a couple downfield passes to Noah Brown, also to Zach Ertz, so you're going to need more of that. The troubling thing for me in this game when you bring up rankings, and I don't even know the exact rankings, is going to be Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins against the Commanders' secondary and the Commanders' lack of a pass rush. It's a deadly combination.
Well, the difference is I disagree with you. You will just have a fundamental disagreement. Most people, other than you, thought we had a good pass rush in week one. It came from the interior part. Week two, I agree. They didn't really have a great pressure. And they've really haven't gotten anything from their ends. So if you're looking at from their ends,
and they're out
this would be a great time for Dorrance Armstrong to step up and make a statement and show why they actually gave him some decent money to come
Has
here.
Has he
from
been
Dallas.
On the field? Because I haven't noticed.
I mean, he's
him.
Played in both of the first two games, but he hasn't made that much
they're
of an
also
impact.
They haven't
a
called
hit.
His name once.
Yeah. Yeah. They're also taking a hit because, you know, as pedestrian as Cleveland Farrell is, he's a former very, very high draft pick. He has made a few plays. He's going to be out for this game.
Yep.
So that should mean, even though Johnny Newton is still on a pitch count and not expected to play a full game, I think with Farrell being out, Jamin Davis should be up again. And listen, you can say what you want about Jamin. He does have that get off, and he does have that potential to bring some pressure from the outside, which we haven't really seen in 2 weeks. Forbes is still nursing the thumb injury. I listened to John Keim in his pod, and he said they don't expect him to play
you know
this
what?
Week. They expect him next week. You may think, oh, that's no big loss, but we don't have anybody other really than St. Juice that's
Fine.
Distinguishing himself
this
in the
back.
This
is a good one for him to sit out because he would be abused by either Ja'Marr Chase or T. Higgins. So it's probably better for him to just nurse the thumb injury, get back against Arizona in week four.
I think by the numbers, though, Sandstrill's given up the most touchdowns and St. Juste is second.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think, John mentioned that the staff is happy with St. Juste. He's doing he's the only one kind of doing what they're asking.
Yeah.
He's the one guy that is somewhat performing.
And the truth is, he was in position on at least one of those touchdowns to Mike Evans.
A couple of them, yeah. I like St. Juste. I think his skill set is decent.
I got to think Zach Taylor and whoever the OC is are going to look at the secondary for Washington and say, all right, we've got one of the best three or four receivers in the league. We've got to target him 13 to 15 times.
Well, plus, they get Higgins back coming off the hamstring injury. And Mike Gesicki's been productive at tight end. So Joe Burrow.
Because they haven't been great at running the ball.
Right. He's got a lot of options to throw to. And look, what better secondary to exploit than the Commander secondary?
I mean, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
I wish I knew. I also was telling Drab, I think, before the show, as I was driving in, I often listen to like YouTube videos, and there's a guy, I don't know who does it. It just says tape analysis. Mm-hmm. That's the profile.
Right.
And whoever's doing it sounds like an ex-quarterback or something because he knows the offense very, very well. He was really high on what Jaden is doing so far. Mm-hmm. Even on some incompletions, He's throwing guys open. Like there was a play in particular. You remember when Ertz went over the middle and then he threw it to him before he even turned his head, and Ertz was interfered with. So he drew a flag, but the analyst was like, "That's perfect. He's anticipating." Remember how Robert would wait until guys get open,
sure,
and then he would pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. Jaden is, it's been a point of emphasis to get rid of the ball quickly. I think that's part of the reason why they're throwing it 38% of the time behind the line of scrimmage, which is maddening. But Jaden seems to be going through his progressions and getting rid of the ball quickly, throwing guys open. So that's good. He still doesn't have a touchdown pass, which ain't great.
Right.
But I think that's going to happen.
Doesn't have one.
Now, it may not happen.
I think anybody other than freaking the rookies. I only think Caleb has them.
Caleb.
If it happens tonight, that would be a little surprising because the Bengals are allowing 128 passing yards per game so far.
They're going to try and pound the football against them.
They are stoning people through the air at this point. So,
yeah. The Bengals offensively overall, just in terms of yardage, they rank 24th. Rushing-wise, 30th. So they really have had a hard time getting that running game going. Burrow was a little off in week one, week two. They're trending in a better direction. They're 16th, middle of the pack. Scoring, bottom third. Defensively, that's where they stand out, as Cakes mentioned. Against the pass, tied for second in the league.
Here's the bright spot for the Commanders. If you look at the Bengals' injury report, Chris Jenkins is questionable. Sheldon Rankins, defensive tackle, out. And B.J. Hill, another big defensive tackle, is doubtful. But if you're listed as doubtful, you're not playing. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine that the Commanders are going to be run heavy again, especially against a secondary that's tough to move the ball on.
Yeah. I just wonder if the defense can improve. I just don't know what
you can improve. Here's how they can improve. Control the football. The one thing you can draw on from last week's game with the Giants was you keep your defense off the field. Mm-hmm. They dominated time of possession early. Remember the first quarter? We had the ball on one drive for like 9 minutes.
Yep.
Right? So I honestly think that's kind of the answer. Have to just dominate the time of possession and just limit their time with the football.
I think that's fair. And I think defensively, maybe you just got to throw the kitchen sink at Joe Burrow and just blitz like crazy.
I think you have to take a few chances.
Roll the dice.
But eventually that's going to come back to haunt you because they're going to recognize that.
Although,
Chase will be open and he'll go for a deep.
It's working for the Vikings and Brian Flores. they're blitzing like crazy, and it's affected, I think, against the Niners. Didn't Brock Purdy, was very complimentary of the Vikings defense. And then yesterday, of course, against C.J. Stroud. But what I just worry about is, and this is a very simple analysis, but if Baker Mayfield throws four touchdown passes and then Daniel Jones comes in and throws two touchdown passes, I don't think either threw a pick. Why wouldn't Joe Burrow have a big game? Like he should on paper have a big game against his Commander's defense.
Common sense says that's going to happen.
He should feast on this defense.
Common sense says that's going to happen, but just look at how unpredictable the league was this week.
Well, the thing that doesn't work in my mind in the favor of the Commanders is, to me, the league has a way of kind of evening itself out, right? So nobody thinks Tampa is some juggernaut. So they lose kind of an unexpected game at home. They're 2-1. 2-1 is a good start for Tampa Bay. And here, nobody expects Cincinnati to be 0-3.
Nope, I don't.
That's true. Listen, they're overwhelming favorites, and they should be.
But if Washington controls the clock, mm-hmm. like you're saying, and Daniels, you know, plays mistake free and doesn't turn the ball over, who knows?
Let me ask you something. What about remember in week one, Frankie Louvu really was kind of invisible for me. Mm-hmm. I was kind of down on him, and then week one. Week two, I did see him flying all over the field more, making some plays. He clearly has the most juice in his legs, I think, of that linebacking core.
Looks like it, yeah.
Wagner is just like, I mean, even DQ, I think, said, like, Wagner is like, his deal is like 3 yards in it. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, mm-hmm. right in
he's
that
a close little, quarters
he's
guy.
He's a close quarters guy. And they love what he's doing, mm-hmm. and they know that's what he does, but he's not going to cover the whole field. What about Blitzen Louvu? Did when he was at Carolina, did they blitz him a lot?
I'd have to look up his stats there.
He seems to have some juice. And, you know, delayed blitzes, just something to throw Burrow off maybe a little bit.
Juice!
I don't know. I'm grasping. Drabby, you want to give your...
Oh, yeah. What about the
I want to hear your celebrity interaction. Yeah.
This is my stars, they're just like us moment.
Very right? good. You guys, yes.
Oh, sorry. So somebody was doing something very normal, getting gasoline.
By the way,
or
before that, Louvu had 7 and 5.5 sacks the last 2 years in Carolina.
So he does
here.
Pressure a little bit.
Yeah. He's got it in his profile.
Valdez is smiling because he's going to join on me. But all right, Saturday.
As you already know the story.
Yeah, I was telling him earlier. Yeah. Saturday, I was with my girls. We're running errands and we make a stop off at 7-Eleven right outside my house.
Love it.
Gonna get them
big gulp, super big gulp.
I was gonna get them some juice and a snack, right?
Okay. And what are you getting juice. For daddy?
Yeah.
What was daddy?
You're not going to 7-Eleven.
I mean, the big gulps are 99 cents. I don't know what. It's impossible to go in there and not get
it's
one.
It's one of the greatest bargains in the country.
So note the cork. He's getting big gulps. Yeah. Go ahead.
Diet Pepsi.
Yeah. All right. Good. All right. It's fine.
All right. I walk in.
That's his trainer, Cork.
It's fine. Yeah. It's okay. Cork can zip it. Yeah. Everybody wants 32 ounces of Diet Pepsi goodness.
I put a cork in it.
Yeah.
I immediately recognize someone who has his back to me and his hood up on his sweatshirt.
Okay.
Because he doesn't want to be recognized.
He doesn't want to be recognized.
But you immediately, how
immediately
did you recognize
knew,
him?
Because I know his build and I've... and
you immediately knew who he was. It was some jacked dude.
There's just not a lot of cool-looking guys in 7-Eleven hanging out, you know, and like,
why was besides you looking
from behind? Trendy clothes, I could tell.
Yeah,
and I've seen him there before. It was Terry McLaurin. All right,
oh, very nice guy.
What was he getting? What was he buying?
All right, make of this what you will, Kate.
Okay, yes.
He was getting a blue raspberry Slurpee.
Delicious. Silly. So good.
Big Slurpee.
They're so
one
good.
Of us.
Big
one. Right? He wanted a little sugar. Yeah. He needed a little sugar.
All right. Yeah. But he had his back to me.
Pass
so
the sugar.
All right. He didn't recognize, but I immediately kind of walked by. I knew it was him.
Yeah.
I walk in. I get the big gulp right next to him. And I kind of make a lap and get the stuff for my
you
girl.
You go up to him now because you know he's the world's nicest guy.
I know he's the world's nicest guy. And I've seen him there before. And I had a really cool run-in with him where I was very smooth. And I said, hey, what's up, Terry? And he was very kind and walked by me. I panicked.
Oh,
I literally choked to death.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, drab.
Well, you don't have to have an interaction with the guy.
I know, but I feel like I had to.
Let the guy live.
Why? Let him live. Yeah, I should have just let him live.
You could have scurried away.
Yeah, let the guy
I'm
live.
I'm standing behind him, and it's just me and Terry and some guy who's taking 7 years to check out.
Oh,
I
worst.
Felt like I had to say something.
Yeah.
So I pretend to go look at the cookies at the register.
Oh my God.
So I can walk back by him again.
Yeah. It's a fake pass.
It's like a high school chick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I walk back by him and I say, hey, what's up, Terry? Good luck tomorrow.
On Saturday.
Oh, Saturday.
That's all okay. right. No big deal.
No.
Did he correct you?
He said, hey, thanks, man. And then I stand behind him and it, like a foot behind him.
Yeah.
And it's just me and Terry for what seems like an hour.
You could smell his deodorant.
What is this guy buying in front of you?
I don't know. It's like taking an elevator ride.
So were you tortured because you didn't know if you should continue the interaction or you were waiting for him to feign interest in you? He doesn't give a crap about you.
I know. Yeah. I know. It was like being in an elevator with the world's hottest chick to the top of the Sears Tower. Yeah. And you literally are choking and you don't know what to say.
Yeah, you're just paralyzed.
I was paralyzed. Yeah. And I didn't want to come across as a fanboy.
Also, Terry. Yeah.
You
Terry thinks
have. That's too bad. Yeah. You already have.
Terry thinks he doesn't know ball, too. Because yeah, he said good luck tomorrow.
I didn't even realize my mistake at the time.
Yeah.
He thinks you're a loser.
He's just a loser. So Terry moves ahead. He finally checks out. I literally don't say one word after. I'm choke, like saliva in my mouth. I'm not because I'm nervous, because I'm choking because I realize I should be able to say something and have a normal conversation, and I can't.
Yeah.
And
starstruck.
I was starstruck. Yeah. Normally, I don't care.
Yeah.
No Riz.
Yeah. Zero Riz. I'm choking.
The anti-Riz
lord. He turns around after he checks out. I can't even believe he remembered me saying hi to him.
Yeah.
Turned around, said, "Hey, man, really nice meeting you. Have a great day."
What a great kid.
Wow.
He's the nicest guy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's a nice dude.
He's the nicest guy.
He's a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, man.
He didn't want to be recognized, didn't care.
Yeah.
But super, super nice guy.
Yeah, wow.
Every time.
And I've heard, dude, somebody told all of us, right, that they had an interaction with, I think we were all together. I can't remember who it was. And Terry just came up and talked to his kid. Oh, I think that.
It was Farley.
It was Farley.
Farley went to training camp.
Yeah.
And his kid set down his football that he had brought to get signed by a bunch of the players. And some jerk stole the football.
Somebody stole the football.
Ruined the kid's day.
Oh, that's right.
Farley's kid is bawling his eyes out, as he should. He's like I don't know how old he was.
Five or six.
Young kid. A Redskins staffer, or I'm sorry, commander staffer sees what's going on. Like, why, you know, what's the issue? Farley explains it to him. He says, "Hold on. Come back here. We'll make you whole. We'll take care of you." Terry takes 2 or 3 minutes, talks to the kid, signs the ball, makes it out to him.
A picture with him.
Yeah. He's just goes way above and beyond in being a nice guy.
And I'm sure if we open the lines, we get 100 people say the same thing.
Totally.
Yeah. Literally the world's nicest guy.
What would you have said to Terry if you were behind him?
I'm not that way.
He wouldn't have said anything.
I would have said Jackola. Do
you guys mind your business? You don't even say hi. Like, no comment.
Unless I have a personal relationship with the guy.
Yeah.
The big fantasy day from you.
They hate that stuff.
Yeah. I think he did fine with said Sunday.
More targets, deeper targets.
Obviously we're like a Z level, right? Compared to like our skin. But when people say hi to us and they're always like, "Oh, sorry to bother you," it really isn't a bother. I love it because it means, you know, people are listening. Sure. So I actually love it when people come up and say hello. And so it's a different level with the commander, you know, football player. I just don't like to bother him.
I think you throw him big fan or best. I probably would have said
sup. You know,
sometimes I might say big fan.
Sup, Terry, big fan.
Big fan, because, you know, whatever.
Jason's the king of that. And I believe he drove off in his Lamborghini SUV.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Of course.
So he wasn't that undercover.
You make $20 million a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, somebody, I won't say who. I heard a story about a guy around town that's known for having a Lamborghini collection. Okay?
Collection. Okay.
And he said that he got rid of them because, like, every 2 years or so, he had to get, like, a new belt for it or something. Yeah. And it would cost, like, $20,000 to get the new Lamborghini
belt. Your car costs $275,000 or $300,000, the parts are expensive.
After literally decades of having these cars... Yeah. He's like, "I don't need, what am I doing?"
Right. Yeah.
And just got rid of them.
Right.
You know?
Simplifying his life.
Yeah. I mean, the upkeep on these things is unbelievable.
Can you imagine the insurance on a Lamborghini?
My buddy, one of the volleyball dads, he drives a beautiful 750.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He actually said, no, this was for his wife's Porsche.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wife's Porsche. They needed new brakes and tires and something else.
$11,000. First world problems.
Yeah, but I mean, it's
but if
crazy.
You can afford the car,
if you can afford it, I guess
you're going to be able to afford the tires.
I guess.
It still stings.
But you don't need to spend that much. I mean,
no, I know.
That's crazy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Anyway.
But McLaurin probably never...
Nice interaction. Never blinks. It just cements. And listen, I've said this before too. I know we got to get a break. I'm not that charitable. I like to give money, but I don't like to do things. Whenever I have done something with like a Commander/skin,
mm-hmm.
they're the nicest guys.
Super nice.
They do so much charity.
Yep.
They're just butt nice. They, you know, maybe somebody somewhere is paying them. I don't think so though. I think they're just doing charity a lot of these things. And I think sometimes these guys get a bad rap. Like you think that they're jerks.
Yeah.
They're good dudes on the whole.
I mean, for the most part.
I would say on the whole. Yeah, good dudes. Probably better than radio guys.
Yeah. Hit the skins. We're going to get back to the Commanders Bengals a little bit later. Mo Egger, who covers the Bengals in Cincinnati for ESPN 1530. He'll join us at 8:20. But next, the Nationals had to send somebody to the minors. We'll get into that here on the Junkies.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppable's in-wash scent beads.